About a year ago today, I was starting culinary school. I remember putting on my white chef's jacket and thinking to myself where I'd be in the future. So here I am, 365 days later, doing a podcast about why I dropped out of culinary school and why I've decided to take a semester off of college altogether. And I'm doing this podcast because I, like so many other people, have reached a crossroads and I've made a huge decision. And I think the best way to go through this is to talk about it and, you know, have an open discussion about it. I hope to create almost like a series of maybe bi-weekly podcasts about what I've been doing over this whole semester that I'm taking off. My thoughts, my ideas. I'll probably bring on some friends to talk about certain things because I think they're pretty funny. And hopefully it'll create an interesting podcast just about topics and stuff. I suppose I'm going to make this almost like a audio diary or audio journal, whatever you'd like to call it. So please stick around, listen, and enjoy as I tell you everything. So I think I'd like to begin this sort of by introducing myself formally. My name is Caitlin. I'm from San Francisco and I'm 19 years old. A little bit about myself. I love YouTube and I really love YouTubers, and I've kind of always gravitated towards doing something around YouTube or Vine or something social media. I've kind of always seen myself being a sort of personality, but I just didn't know where to start. I didn't know or have any ideas of how to begin. So I've basically been kind of putting this off for a long time. And maybe it wasn't even that. Maybe it was more of just me getting the courage to try. For a long time, I wanted to be a comedian or an actress, but I felt like those jobs were unattainable for someone like me. You know, I grew up learning and hearing that you have to do a job that will support you. And, you know, that's true. You got to feed yourself. You got to clothe yourself. And a lot of the times, jobs in the entertainment business, they don't lead to that. They don't lead to security. But what if that was something I really wanted to do? So I basically just kind of pushed that deep down and then just started going for a job that I assumed was more attainable, which kind of backfired because otherwise I wouldn't be doing this podcast and I would be at the school again, putting on my white chef's coat. So now that you know a little bit about me, I'm going to try to explain what I think happened. First of all, I was really late in applying to the program. My friend was joining and she was doing it so that she can become a baker. And I remember being kind of jealous of her because she knew exactly what she was going to do. And meanwhile, I had changed my major unofficially like 5 times, which I heard is like an average for a student. But for someone like me, I was really, really afraid that I would keep changing my majors and keep changing it and never actually be anything and be in college forever, which I did not want to do. So maybe 3 weeks before summer ended, I told my friend, you know, I told her I love food and I've cooked since I was 8 years old. So it was something that really came natural to me. And I was like, hey, how do I sign up? So I did. The process was quick and clean, and I got accepted the day I went in for the interview, and then I was on my way. A few months into the program, I started getting to know a few of my peers, and they definitely had a lot of experience in the food business before. They've heard a lot of the terms and vocabulary and processes that are involved in the culinary arts, but I literally had no clue. I mean, it's not required to know much about cooking, but you should know some stuff. I literally would sit in the classroom or in during lecture, and I would just listen and kind of absorb all of what was being said and hear all these strange terms. It was basically like speaking a different language. I didn't understand any of it. But that didn't mean that I didn't want to learn. At that time, I was like, I just want to learn everything I can about this, and I'm going to make a career out of it. I was very excited about that. And so I was learning a lot, and I was doing fine. I was getting great, like maybe the best grades I've ever had. Like, I had the highest GPA in this program than I've had at any level of school I've ever been in. It's just that maybe, I'd say 5 months in, that was the first semester of culinary school. There's 2 years you can take there. It's an associate's degree in culinary arts. So 5 months in, I started feeling dread. I didn't want to come in. I didn't want to cook foods. I didn't want to be on the line. I didn't want to do that. I felt like it was so scary. I mean, when you're doing it, you're fine because you literally have no time to worry. You just do. You just do it and do it and do it. And then I would just hope and pray that I didn't mess up or burn myself, which I did constantly. Then I think for sure in my second semester, I realized that I just didn't want to do it anymore. I didn't want to have to worry about allergies, food allergies. I didn't want to have to worry about people getting sick or not liking my food or anything like that. It was just a type of risk I wasn't willing to take. I mean, I'm willing to take risks. I think so. But not for that. And you really only know about anything until you're in someone else's shoes. And I just got a glimpse, just a taste of what it's like to be a culinarian, and it is incredible. It was such a good experience, and I met so many good people, so many great people, but the thing is, I was just going to class for my friends after. I felt like that was it, but I realized also that that's not enough. It's not enough to do it for somebody else. It has to be for me. And that's ultimately the reason why I decided to drop out. I mean, there were some other reasons why I also dropped out. For my first semester, I was having trouble with my knee. In high school, I did shot put and discus and a lot of Olympic weightlifting and stuff. And that really messed up my knees and my back. So I took off maybe almost a week and a half. And I felt like that was so unfair to all my classmates because they'd have to cover for me. And they would never give me any trouble, though. They were always so supportive and helpful and kind. It was just me who was feeling bad because I didn't want them to have to take responsibility over me. And then it happened again my last semester, and this time it was really bad because I started to have pains like shooting down my leg after I pulled a muscle in my back at school, and I figured out it was because of sciatica. And of course it was at the end of the semester again, and but everybody, like I said before, was really nice and helpful. But I figured, you know, I have to take care of this. My doctor assigned me to go physical therapy, and I'm finally going now. My friends back at the program, when I told them this, they said, you know what? You got to take care of you first, because at the end of the day, it's just you. And they wished me the best of luck. I've only told a couple of my friends that I dropped out of the program officially. And the way I did it was I asked them if they've seen High School Musical 2. And if they did, then I would start singing the song where Gabriella's like, "I've got to move on and be who I am. I just don't belong here. I hope you understand. We might find our place in this world someday, but at least for now, I've got to go my own way." Because for some reason, when I was thinking about telling people this, that was the first song that kind of popped into my head, which I thought was hilarious, because I'm dramatic that way. Another thing I told my friend to do if somebody asks where I am is to just say that Caitlin, she couldn't stand the heat, so she got out of the kitchen. And I also wanted to say that I actually feel a whole lot better. I was feeling kind of sad because I know my friends are going to be going into the program again, and I can't express more how happy I am for them, and I wish them all the best of luck as well. And now I'd like to conclude this podcast by thanking everybody who listened. I hope you've had a lovely day, and I shall see you soon.